Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher, and now I spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make easy EdTech integration a possibility in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books like Task Before Apps or my blog, ClassTechTips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. There are a lot of exciting things happening the next few months, including webinars, book celebrations, and so much more. Make sure you're on the list and don't miss a thing. Sign up for my free newsletter at classtechtips.com/signup. This week's podcast is titled Multimedia Goal Setting Activity for Students. The start of a new year is a popular time to pause, reflect, and take stock of what you'd like to accomplish during the year to come. For many people, this happens during the first week of January or the first few weeks of the new school year. Helping students appreciate the power of goal setting can happen at any time of year. So if you're listening to this in the beginning of the school year, you might want to try it out. If you're listening to this in the middle of the school year, you could try out this activity too. Really just depends on how you introduce it and thread it into your goals. In this podcast episode, I've outlined a few strategies you can use to have students capture their goals for the year. Many of you know I'm a big fan of Adobe Spark tools since they're free and simple for students of all ages to use. I've worked with their team for a while and I have a book all about ways to use Adobe Spark in the classroom. But you can tailor the activity ideas in this podcast to different grade levels and apply goal setting to a range of subject areas too. There's a blog post and a step-by-step guide with visuals, with screenshots, that goes along with this podcast episode. I'll make sure to link it in the show notes. Just head over to classtechtips.com/podcast to see this episode and all of the resources. There are a few ways to start getting students thinking about the goals they have for this calendar year, school year, or any chunk of time you've decided to carve out to reflect on. You can provide time for students to first reflect on their accomplishments so far. They can start by making a list or talking with a partner about some big or small things they are proud to have accomplished so far this school year or in the previous school year. You might create a list to model for students or provide a few examples of things that you're reflecting on to help them get started. Then, students can identify a goal they'd like to achieve this year. Often, when leading professional development for teachers, I ask participants to set goals in the format this week, this month, this year. You might also want to provide a clear format for students to follow in their own goal-setting videos. A week, month, year format, or something that requires students to think about the steps they'll take to accomplish their goals, can help them think through how they'll reach their goals. A popular way of setting an intention for the year, whether it's the calendar year or the school year, is to focus on just one word. For example, last year I tried to focus on the word balance, and this year my one word is deeper. If you're looking at goal setting through a lens outside of a particular content area, something more broad, this is a great strategy to promote skills for lifelong learners too. You can model this type of goal setting for students by focusing in on your own one word and a corresponding action item. My 2019 one word is deeper because I wanted a few things in my life to have a deeper practice. At the start of the year, I committed to three things I wanted to do deeper and connected it to an action item that is measurable. First, I wanted to write longer blog posts that dive deeper into a topic as opposed to some of the shorter pieces I've written in the past. My action item was to reach 800 plus words per post, and I'm getting closer to that as we're moving through this year. Second, I wanted to create more videos and make sure they're available on all platforms and do a better job of making sure everything has captions. That's definitely something I've been working on over this past year. My action item was to record and publish 2 videos a week. So if you've been following along on Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook, you know I've been trying hard to keep up with that. And lastly, I wanted to make a deeper commitment to my personal fitness, and my action item was to attend a class or have a workout session at least 4 times a week. And I've come pretty close to that so far this year as I'm reflecting here in August, and I know that there's some room to grow, but I feel like I've made some good progress on these 3 areas and just need to keep up with them as I move forward in the year. But let's talk about how you might use the same goal setting idea for a student-created multimedia project. Regular listeners of the podcast or readers of my blog know that I love the Adobe Spark tools. As I said earlier, I've worked with the team there for a while and have a book titled 40 Ways to Inject Creativity in the Classroom with Adobe Spark that I wrote with Ben Forda that was published by EdTech team just last fall. For this multimedia goal setting activity that I'm sharing in the podcast today, I'll talk about some things to consider when using Spark Video for this. But you can tailor this idea to any type of open-ended creation tool. Maybe it's an iMovie that you make, or you use Premiere Rush for a video, or you are using an ebook creator to take on this task. You name it, it's all about customizing it for you. I just like to give you a spotlight tool to make sure that if you want to put it into practice without a large tool belt full of your own favorites, you can use one of mine. First, students can sign on to Spark Video on a Chromebook, web browser, or iOS app. When they begin their project, they can use a template or start from scratch, like I usually do. After adding a title, encourage students to think of symbols that go along with their goals. Spark Video lets you search for icons from the Noun Project and automatically add citations at the end of the video. This is an awesome opportunity to think of vocabulary words for keyword searches for symbols to represent a goal. Spark Video also gives users access to a library of music. Students can choose music that is uplifting or inspiring. They can also upload their own music if they've created music with another tool like Soundtrap or GarageBand. Soundtrap is an awesome collaborative music making tool students can use to make music independently or with other students. They were recently acquired by Spotify and are the real deal. Since you can have students create music in Soundtrap, then export it as an MP3 file, it gives them the flexibility to make music that goes along with their goals for the year. Now, no matter what video tool you choose to use, talking to students about the mood and color palette of their creation is a great way to bring conversations on audience into the equation. The different themes in Spark Video can connect to student goal setting as well. You might want to have a conversation with students on how colors relate to their topic or set the tone for their video. If your school has set up Spark for Education, also free, students can create custom themes around their own brand. With a multimedia creation, you can have students capture their goals with images and icons, adding their voice and music to communicate a message. This is a great alternative to a traditional All About Me video and could be used at any point of the year when you want students to pause and think about their goals for the rest of the semester or term. A project like this with younger students might incorporate more structure, such as having students storyboard and plan 5 slides with ideas for what will go on each one. You might give more flexibility for older students, but how you customize this activity for your kids is totally up to you. I created an example you can use as an exemplar and linked it on the show notes page at classtechtips.com/podcast. You are welcome to share my goal setting activity with your students, but you might want to make your own example to share with them instead. especially if you have really specific expectations, are trying to connect this activity to a particular standard, or simply want to help students get to know you a little bit better too. As you set goals with students this year and help them share these goals in video format, encourage students to provide feedback to one another. You might have students plan first using a Google Doc to make sure their goals are specific and actionable. Then you can have them invite their peers into the Google Doc. They can review what they've created so far, their plan, their script, their brainstorm for which icons or images they want to use, and then give feedback. Of course, you could jump into the same document and give feedback to your students as well. Now, as your students are creating these multimedia projects, remember to focus in on that word multimedia, the combination of different types of media, whether it's images, video clips, icons, thinking about color, music, voice. All of these can come together for students to create a video that could become part of a digital portfolio that they could share just with you, or that they could have as part of a larger celebration at the beginning of the school year, or during a critical time when you are pausing to have students set goals around a new project or an upcoming unit of study. I can't wait to see what you and your students create with Spark Video or your favorite movie tool this year. So, let's make this EdTech easy. Discuss the importance of goal setting with your students. Then, share an example or expectations for this multimedia project. Next, introduce or review a movie-making tool like Spark Video. Then, provide time for students to create and share their goal-setting movies. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, Luminary, wherever you're listening to this. Tell a friend about the podcast or post a link to the episode on your social media. And if you'd like to stay connected, you can follow me at Class Tech Tips on Instagram or your favorite social network. This week, I'm working with students in New York City and trying my best to post as much as I can on Instagram throughout the week. I visit schools and conferences all over the world, so if your organization is in need of professional learning, just send a message my way. See you next week with more easy EdTech tips.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech podcast wherever you're listening.